Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the week of March 29th for AgDaily.com. We've opened up the grains just a little bit lower here on Monday morning. We've got corn down a nickel, wheat down a penny and a quarter, beans down 4 cents. Last night and this morning, we held 1393 and three quarters on the May beans, which is the 50-day moving average. We haven't been under the 50-day moving average in ages. The corn moving average, 50-day moving average, is at 542. We got down to 545 and a quarter today. I think those are the two most important numbers for the week. If we close under those numbers after the report on Wednesday, I think it's going to lead to some pretty good liquidation out here. The numbers again, 1393 and three quarters in the beans. And if we close under that on Wednesday, and 542 on the corn on Wednesday. Right now, we've got silver down hard, down 47 cents. I don't think that'll have much impact on the grains. Crude oil is down 72 for the week. If they get that tanker cleared up out of the Suez, it should be a little bit bearish out here. Crude oil prices should go back down. That should put some pressure on corn and the bean oil. But right now, even with the crude down 80, bean oil is up 41. Palm oil was up strong overnight. The meal is down $5.50 here, back under $400 a ton. Wheat market, we've had lower prices in Russia 4 weeks in a row now. We don't see anything particularly friendly out here. We think the Kansas crop, the Oklahoma crop, should show improvements tonight. The weather in the U.S. looks pretty darn good for planting corn. We're going to get 2 weeks of mostly sunny skies, some rain here or there, one or two chilly days, but mainly 50 to 65 degrees around much of the country. So I think we're going to get the corn in maybe even a little earlier. We're going to get an earlier start anyway. But really, this week is all about the reports on Wednesday. Again, if we have something bearish, we close into those numbers. I think we'll see liquidation. If there's a surprise out there and they take the beans down another 10 or 20 million, I can't imagine anybody really wanting to be short going into the summer. You know, maybe they put some pressure on it between now and June 1st, but you certainly wouldn't want to be short June 1st if there's any heat in the forecast out here. So, you know, it's either going to get really good or it's going to get really bad, and I think that's reflected in the option volatility that's out there. It's very high. It's worth some extra money to be protected out here. You know, you could see November beans trading at right now $12.10. You know, they could be back at $10 in a heartbeat. So I would be doing some marketing up here, sell some beans if you want, buy back some call options to keep the upside open, or buy some kind of, you know, put, either a short data put, which are relatively cheap, or a November put. They aren't real cheap, but you got to do something to protect these prices out here. You just can't let it fade away like we've seen so many other times in the past. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.